KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
A man has died after he was allegedly crushed by goods that had fallen off a truck near Richmond. KZN police say the driver earlier lost control of the vehicle, crashing on the R56 today. Officials say people passing by began looting goods from the truck and the road was closed for several hours. They say a load of food items is understood to have fallen onto the 39-year-old man who was allegedly amongst those looting. He was declared dead at the scene. An investigation has been launched. A friend of the mother of murdered Durban North woman, Siam Lee, says her child's death haunted her.
She always said, "Susie, one day I'll be with Siam." I said, "One day is a long, long time, Carmen Key." Nobody really understood Carmen or knew her heart. She was a gregarious, fun-loving person. She loved Siam dearly. In a way, I'm thankful that she found God and is with Siam now.
Sue Foster confirmed to Newswatch that Carmen Nan Lee passed away in the Eastern Cape this morning. Foster and Lee, who were friends for the last 35 years, were at the forefront of calls for justice for the 21-year-old. Siam was abducted outside a suspected brothel in Durban North in January 2018. Her badly burned body was found in a sugarcane farm in the Midlands 2 days later. A 29-year-old businessman was arrested, but the matter was struck off the roll after he passed away a year later. Foster says all Lee wanted was justice for her child.
She was heartbroken. I think we all were. I think everybody wanted justice. Everybody wanted to see the man, the perpetrator, to face the consequences of unaliving Siam. I remember the first time when Siam had just been born and we went to go and see Carmen, myself and my friends. Just the incredible love. I'll never forget, never ever forget. It was just the most beautiful thing.
In other news, a man from Pinetown has begun serving a life sentence for rape. The 46-year-old was sentenced in the regional court for sexually assaulting a 14-year-old girl in the Guatabega area. Here's KZN NPA's Natasha Ramkusun-Kara.
The incidents took place between February 2023 and January 2024. The accused and the complainant were known to each other. In addition to the life sentence, the accused was declared unfit to possess a firearm. Further, the court deemed him unfit to work with children and ordered that his name is entered into the National Register for Sex Offenders.
And abroad, the US Vice President says Russia and Ukraine must talk directly in order to end the war.
Obviously, the United States is happy to participate in those conversations, but it's very important for the Russians and the Ukrainians to start talking to one another. We think that is the next big step that we would like to take.
J.D. Vance has been speaking at a meeting held in Washington by the Munich Security Conference. At its February summit, he declared free speech was in retreat across Europe. Authorities say attacks by Ukrainian drones have caused flight disruption at Moscow's main airports for a third consecutive day, while officials in Kiev report two people have been killed in missile strikes on apartment buildings there overnight. On the weather front back home, Durban and Richards Bay, 25 degrees tomorrow, Pietermaritzburg, 23. For the Newswatch team, I'm Tamasha Kanyi.